Welcome to the Amphibolous Podcast. My name is Father Tom Early, and I'm so happy to be coming back to you, trying out a little music today. This is a song by Maynard Ferguson called Gospel John, a favorite of mine from years past. I don't know if I can use it, but I don't think a lot of people are going to be calling me on it. I thought today would be a good day to talk about prayer. I've kind of been trying to figure out what to make this podcast about, and I think prayer is a good thing to think about. So I think today what we'll plan on doing is talking about introducing prayer, the threefold Anglican style of prayer. I'll introduce that, and then we will talk about, we can break down maybe in future episodes those three different styles of prayer, but I thought I would, we'll go ahead and get started with an introduction to what, when you talk about the threefold model for Anglican prayer is. So I will go ahead and we'll get back to that in a second here. That's a little silly, but I have fun with it. Excuse me just a second here. So, that is, so we're here to talk about prayer. When I think about prayer, it was so funny. I was talking to somebody just this weekend about prayer, and she had a revelation about what prayer was. And if I were to define prayer, I would say that a prayer is our reaching out to God. And I would say prayer is anytime we reach out to God. It's our, that's a better definition than I thought it would be. When we reach out to God, there are a couple things, a couple of different ways we can do that. A lot of the time, it's us trying to change something, right? We usually don't reach out to God if everything's going great. If everything's going great, why check in? I'd say that that's a very early development of prayer. What I would say is maybe instead of that definition, I think that kind of model, what we eventually turn to is, sometimes we thank God, sometimes we confess to God some of the stuff that's on our mind. And I think ultimately what we want prayer to be is our not us changing God's will, but God changing our will, that our will might wind up being a little bit closer to what God wants from us. I think that that's hard. I think that that's very hard to eventually get to. But I think this Anglican model of prayer, the threefold model of prayer, helps us over time get to that. So the threefold model of prayer consists of three things. And it kind of starts off general and gets specific or individual. I would say the first thing that Anglicans do, the big way that we pray, especially during non-COVID times, is through Eucharist. It is the weekly gathering of the faithful to remember the acts of Jesus and the acts of God in the world. We remember his life, death, And most importantly, his resurrection, God resurrecting Jesus from the dead, and the effects that has on us as a result, not just us, but the whole world. So that's Eucharist. We think about, and that's when we not only remember Jesus, but we encounter Jesus. We encounter Jesus through the sacrament of the body and blood in communion, but we also encounter Jesus with the entire community being made whole. We, the church, are called the body of Christ. So not only do we encounter Jesus in the sacrament, that he may dwell in us, but also we in him. That is a little line from the Eucharistic prayer, one of the Eucharistic prayers in our prayer book. So that's definitely us reaching out to God and asking that we might be made one with him again, that he may dwell in us and we in him. So that's the first fold, I guess. The second fold is having to do, that is the daily office. So we do communion at least once a week. And then the next thing is the daily office. So you might think of this as daily devotions. Maybe you're just something daily, something set, a pattern of prayer for your day. And so what that means to me is the morning prayer and evening prayer. Starting your morning with morning prayer at St. Albans, we have that on Facebook Live, at least for a little bit while longer, and then ending your day with evening prayer. It can be, it's very set. You have different readings. You start off with a psalm or psalms. You have readings, you have responses to those readings, then you have the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, some prayers called collects, then you throw in your own prayers. And sometimes there's a song, and sometimes there's all sorts of good stuff. But I would say that that's the second set, is getting in touch with, one of the cool ideas around that is when we do the daily office, it's an adoration prayer. We say, God, you're pretty awesome. We remember that you're awesome. The Psalms talk about how cool you are. The Bible talks about how cool you are. We talk about how cool you are. And that is a form of prayer called adoration. That's how we reach out to, so I guess that's how we reach out to God in this prayer. I guess that's so interesting as I think about it. In the Eucharist, we reach out to prayer. We reach out to God maybe on behalf of the church. Let's back that up. In Holy Communion, we reach out to God on behalf of the world. Let's think about it that way. Everything in the world is offered to God. At the Eucharist, we give thanks for the whole world. Then maybe the daily office can be us reaching out to God on behalf of the church. That's when we remember the whole church reaching out to God. We say our prayers, right? You've heard that before, I would imagine. And then, the whole church, you know, somewhere at this very second, someone is praying the daily office. Whether it be in Hawaii, you know, it's about noon here. So probably someone in Hawaii is waking up and starting off their day with morning prayer. And one of the things that we do when we do the daily office is we pray to God the way Jesus does. Maybe not the earthly Jesus, but how we think of Jesus praying to God now. Sort of when we think of how Jesus works in the life of the Trinity. What is Jesus doing now? Jesus is adoring God. Jesus is saying, you're awesome. And so we, the church, Jesus's body, join in Jesus adoring God in the daily office. Now, the third thing is personal prayer, individual prayer. Maybe we can think of this as us reaching out to God on our own behalf as individuals. This is done through myriad ways. And we'll talk maybe, we may have a couple episodes about that, but that is done through silent prayer, where you just sit and open yourself up to God's presence. That can be done through the rosary. That can be done through Lectio Divina, where you read the Bible with the intention of God pointing things out to you. Yeah. So those, so that's what individual prayer looks like. Sometimes there's even like conversational prayer with God. It's called colloquy, and you just say, God, here's all the stuff going on in my life. It's crazy, or it's awesome, or it sucks. And you talk to God that way and reach out to God that way as an individual. So those are the three parts of the Anglican life of prayer. Eucharist, we reach out to God on behalf of the world. The daily office, we reach out to God on behalf of the church. And individual prayer, we reach out to God on behalf of ourselves. That's not to say that all these things aren't, that sort of definition is just a working one. You know, people do individual prayer before the Eucharist starts. They have individual needs that they express to God. But I thought that those themes might be a helpful way of framing it. If you've wondered, you know, do Episcopalians pray? Yes, they do pray. And this is the classical way they pray, this threefold manner. So if you found that interesting, we'll continue on. I don't know who all listens to this. I know Darren Baxter does. Shout out Darren Baxter, who told me it's time to make a new episode. I pretty much put these out whenever Darren tells me to. So shout out Darren Baxter, proud member of St. Albans in Spirit Lake, my church, our church. But anyway, if you like this topic, send an email to tom@amphibolus.com, and I'll be happy to keep going. If you have a question, if there's a part of the daily office you'd like me to talk more, or not the daily office, any part of this threefold manner of prayer that you'd like me to talk about, I'd love to talk about this stuff. So anyway, that's your introduction to Anglican prayer. A little shorter podcast. Maybe that will help. Maybe that will help with things. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. That concludes our podcast for today. We will be back sometime soon. You know what? We'll be back sometime soon. So we'll have Old Maynard take us out. Thank you again. Again, questions can be submitted to tom@amphibolus.com. That's where the blog is. If you're a member of St. Albans or would like to support this podcast, you can go to www.stalbansepiscopalchurch.org and click the Give button. And then give to Digital Ministries if this is a ministry you would like to see supported. There is some financial cost in order to do some of this stuff, especially me as a priest. St. Albans pays for my salary, and this is an outreach of that position. So please do consider giving. So we will see you next time then on the Amphibolus podcast. Until then, God bless you, God keep you, and you keep the faith.